We're looking at the 119th Psalm. This is the longest psalm, and it is really, the whole psalm is about God's Word, God's statutes. And we can look at the psalm and realize that there's absolutely no verse that's in the Bible that doesn't really proclaim the living Word of God. Everything is, he says, thy, you know, testimonies are sure, thy statutes are sure. But we're not going to read through the whole chapter. It is so long, but we're just going to highlight some of the chapter. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With thy my lips have I declared all the judgments of my mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Thy testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep the law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to the word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live forever, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. All thy commandments are faithful. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so I shall keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Except I beseech thee the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in thy hand, yet I do not forget thy law. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. Thy testimonies are wonderful, and therefore doth my soul keep them. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Well, this is just, as you can see, it's just absolutely full of the prayer of God to quicken us. You know, we cannot keep the statutes or the commandments of God unless God imparts grace in our hearts. That is so evident throughout this passage of Scripture. You know, he uses words like quicken, deal bountifully with me, open my eyes, hide not thy commandments from us, remove me, quicken thou me. I don't know how many times he uses the word quicken. Remove me from the way of lying. Teach me. Give me understanding. Make me to go in thy path. Incline my heart. Turn away my eyes from vanity. Establish thy word. So he understands that we can do absolutely nothing without God's intervention, without his mercy, without his grace. Remember me. Remember the word of thy servant. He says, thou art my portion. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Teach me, thy statutes. Teach me good judgment. He certainly understands that without God's intervention, he will not be able to keep God's law. Let thy tender mercies come unto me. Let those that fear thee turn unto me. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. It seems as though he's somewhat redundant. I wonder why he keeps repeating the same thing over and over. The message here for us is that we need to have this same attitude toward God. Not be proud and proudful and think that we can do anything without the acceptance and grace of God. I mean, he even uses the term free will in here. It's really interesting how he uses it, though. Except I beseech thee the free will offerings of my mouth. God doesn't accept us. If God, you know, doesn't grant us his grace, we will have no voluntary offerings of our mouth to God. We just won't. And so he's beseeching God. I often think about how that there's certain parts of the Bible that certain people don't want to accept. They just it just grinds against them. You know, it's a hard saying. It causes them to become very angry, hostile, because that those portions of Scripture that I'm alluding to are scriptures that abase man and exalt God. And you know, he says, thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimony. And the scripture will absolutely cause us to recognize our own inability apart from God's grace. He says, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. But he says, look upon me and be merciful unto me. Order my steps in thy word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Make it. Okay? And he gives all glory and honor to God. He says, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy word is very pure. And he says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and the law is the truth. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. And he says, salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. You know, when we look around us and we see those that are who are absolutely spitting in the face of God and at his word, those who are promoting things that are in direct violation to God's word, whether it's promoting the homosexual lifestyle, or whether it's putting approval on adultery, or whether it's putting approval on idols and idolatry, whether it's lying about God's sovereignty and salvation, whatever it is, it goes against the Word of God. You know, the commandments of God are not just the Ten Commandments, okay? The commandments of God are all of His Word. Everything that God spoke is His commandments. He says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. It's amazing how people, when they go through seminary and they come out of seminary, how they change the Word of God. It is amazing how that the seminary, they used to call it the cemetery, right? But what happens is they rest the Scriptures. They don't take the Scriptures in childlike faith anymore as to what they say. They try to explain away the Scriptures. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. He says, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. If we're walking in the word of the Lord, we are going to be at peace with God. And if we're keeping His precepts, and it's only can we keep them again by His mercy and grace, but if He's imparting grace unto us, we're going to have comfort of soul, mind, and body. Our spirit, our soul, and our body are going to be comforted. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. But you know, he ends this chapter with an interesting ending. He says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. There's another scripture that says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've gone everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. If we're one of his chosen people, if we're one of his sheep, we've all gone astray from time to time. But God will be faithful to his sheep. He says, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. So he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. The devil will come and accuse us and tell us that we're not one of God's sheep. He'll tell us all the reasons why we can't be one of God's sheep. But what we as sheep find is that we recognize that we have gone astray, and we find ourselves returning to the shepherd of our souls. And he grants unto us forgiveness. And he refrains our feet from the evil way. And he causes us to keep his word when we are of contrite spirit. And you know, he also says that it was good that, he says, thou art good and dost good. Teach me thy statutes. And he says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Sometimes we don't like the chastening rod of God. Sometimes we don't like when he judges us and he causes us to go through some severe valleys in our lives. But the reason that we go through these afflictions many times, not always, but many times, the reason he is the one that afflicts us, And so affliction is good that we might learn the statutes of God. And so the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And, you know, He is the potter. We are the clay. We are the work of His hands. And He will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell therein. He says, I am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I am said, behold me, and a nation that was not called by my name. There is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But the good news is that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. And this healing is daily granting unto us his compassion, his mercy, his long suffering to us who are his children, and that he will grant unto us his favor. Mary said, Mary, his mother said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my Savior, my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your mercy does endure forever. We thank you that your statutes are true and pure and righteous altogether. We ask that you would quicken our hearts. We ask that you would grant us your mercy and your favor, that you would cause us to walk in your statutes and forgive us where we fail you. And grant unto us your continual mercy. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for predestination. Thank you for justification. Thank you for knowing us before we were before the foundation of the world. Thank you for justifying us before God with your perfect sacrifice. Thank you for glorifying us and help us to walk in ways that would please you until we come to stand before you in your perfect righteousness. We ask this in your name. Amen.